Welcome back, Dennis and Callahan, in the home stretch on this Patriot Friday. Joining us from the West Coast, our friend Rodney Harrison. Good morning, Rodney. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, we've been talking a lot of baseball this week, and often the point is made that baseball players are creatures of habit. This has been an unusual week for you guys to spend it out on the West Coast. What has the experience been like to stay out there, and is it almost like a training camp experience out there, Rodney?
Not at all. For me, actually, it feels like somewhat of a vacation to kind of break the monotony of the same routine over and over again. So, most of the players I've talked to, they're really enjoying this stay out here. It's really nice out here, nice restaurants, change of pace, and just the weather is beautiful.
Your head coach would say, hey, the bye week fell where it is. It is what it is. In a perfect world, would you have liked it 2, 3, 4 weeks later?
Well, of course, I think you would want it mid-season because it gives you a chance to kind of break, like I said earlier, break up the monotony and just get some rest. But, I mean, we have to play the hand that was dealt to us. We can't complain. And hopefully we just continue to go out there and win and stay focused and stay healthy and see what happens at the end.
I don't know if you'll get the chance to watch the Red Sox tonight, but I'm guessing you have mixed emotions. Cliff Floyd, a guy you grew up with against the Red Sox, a team you've been watching since you've been in Boston.
Well, I've been a fan of Cliff Floyd's for years. I played against him, and he was probably the most dominating baseball player that I've ever played against. The guy was big, fast. He could throw 80, 90 miles per hour when he was like just a little young teenager, and just to see how his career has blossomed has really made me proud. But yet and still, I like the Red Sox since I've been out on the East Coast, and I'm just rooting for them both, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, Cliff said you weren't much of a baseball player back in Markham. Is he lying?
Yeah, what?
He said you weren't much of a baseball player back in Markham when you guys played in Chicago together. Is he lying?
I know Cliff didn't say that.
Was he a football player?
No, he was an excellent basketball player. He's a baseball player. He was just so much bigger than everyone else. I mean, he was tall. I think he was like 6'3 or 6'4 in high school. And he just dominated. He used to dunk and everything. So he chose the right field. He's got a guaranteed money, and he's making a lot of it. So he's a smart man.
Hey, staying with that baseball-football analogy, the Red Sox, as I'm sure you know, Rodney, seem to hold this mental edge over the Angels, not during the regular season, but when it comes to the playoff. Do those kinds of issues exist in the National Football League? Because you guys have beaten the Chargers in very important games 3 times in a row. Does that have any impact on Sunday?
Probably. Probably from a confidence standpoint, I think it really doesn't. I think it's not like the San Diego Chargers are sitting back doubting themselves if they can beat the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I think each season takes on its own role, and I don't think guys are really caught up in what happened in the past, because right now is what's important. So I think those guys coming off a disappointing loss in Miami, I think they're going to be very excited, pumped up. They're at home. They got a lot of young players that will bring a lot of electricity to that field. So we just have to match their intensity and go out there and play the type of ball that we've been playing.
Does it feel on Friday morning, does it feel like it was the right thing to do staying out there? Do you look around at your teammates at practice or in the locker room and think, we're as ready or more ready than we would have been had we gone home?
Let me tell you, brother, this for me, 35 years old, this is the right thing to do. No one wants to get on a plane after a game, San Francisco, 6 hours, try to take 2 days to recover, lift weights, practice a couple of days, and come right back out here another 6 hours, and then fly back home another 6 hours. I mean, it's ridiculous. So to save almost, 24 hours in a day of flying, I think it's huge for us. And like I said, it gives your family a chance to come out here, relax, enjoy the sunshine, and, first and foremost, take care of business.
Did you worry at all, even for a split second, about the young guys maybe going out and getting in trouble, getting crazy? That thought into your mind?
I think Bill scared the heck out of those guys, so I had no worries for the young guys. I think he scares them enough. So, and then plus, I mean, if you go out there and you do something stupid on a business trip, I mean, young player or not, I mean, that could be the last draw. That could be the last opportunity you have in the National Football League. And I think a lot of guys on our team understand that. You can't come out here, you cannot screw up, because we're out here for business, to take care of business and win football games. We're not out here to party. It's okay for you to enjoy yourself, but yet still we have to win ball games. That's what we're here for.
Rodney, correct me if I'm wrong, but if my memory serves me, this Sunday will be the first time you've played at Qualcomm since you left in 2003 because of injuries. Is that important or significant in your mind?
Nah, I mean, it's just really another game. It's going to be exciting seeing some old friends and some old coaches and things of that sort, but at the same time, I mean, I'm here to win. I mean, you know, it's no love lost. I respect San Diego, and they've treated me well as far as the city and everything, and you know, it's exciting to get back, but, you know, it's just a football game. I played against them last year, and, you know, it'll really, you know, feel terrible if we go out there and lay an egg and not play well.
Hey, how much time did you spend being the team's concierge this week with sightseeing and restaurant recommendations and golf course stuff?
I was probably my wife's concierge because I was all over the place with her, enjoying some of the you know, the malls and some of the shopping. She really ran my credit card up a little bit. So it was good to see her go home.
Hey, did Junior Seau make an appearance with you guys at all this week? Did he show up?
He's still missing in action. We haven't seen him. Probably, hopefully, we'll be able to see him in San Diego for a little while just to see how he's doing.
Hey, a question.
Doesn't he have a restaurant down there? Doesn't he have a big bar? That's a place you could get in some trouble.
Nah, I can't get no trouble there. He's got a beautiful restaurant, sushi bar, and it serves an assortment of food. Beautiful, a lot of big screen TVs. Just something that, you know, he really did a great job on. And it's really like the meeting place whenever some team comes in town. They all go to Seau's because it's to me it's a historical place, and it really signifies what Junior's about: class, hard work, and just having a lot of fun.
You think he's done?
Do I think he's done?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really, you know, comment on that. I mean, he's not playing right now, but whatever Junior's doing, Junior's enjoying himself. Yeah. Trust me, because that's how Junior is. He's carefree, but he's a guy with a lot of passion. If he wanted to play football, I'm sure he'd be playing football right now.
Hey, let's wrap this up with a serious football question. I'm looking at the records of Indianapolis, San Diego, and New England, arguably the three best teams in the National Football League last year. You guys are a combined 7-6. Is that some sort of shift in power in the NFL, or is that just a reflection of some serious injuries and some teams trying to get their feet on the ground early in the season, Rodney?
Well, you look at the parity throughout the league, and you see that some teams are going to start fast. And you look at Buffalo, and they were starting 4-0, and all of a sudden they get blown out. And then, you know, everyone wants to anoint Dallas as the Super Bowl champions. Then they go and they lose to Philly and the Bears. I mean, it's just on any given day, I think it just, you know, shows people that you have to come to play each and every week, and you can't take anything for granted. Records mean nothing in this league. And I think too many people are, you know, bandwagoners. They jump on, they jump off, especially media people. It's about what's going on at the end of the season and how well you play in December and January in the playoffs.
Hey, you think you might see Brady? He's in Southern California. Might he come limping in or coming in on crutches in the locker room and say hi to you guys?
Brady needs to just rest and chill out and watch us on TV. We love him. We support him. We're glad everything went well for him, and he'll be back out there soon enough. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to rest up, and you know, he's always texting us and giving us, you know, giving us crap as usual. So, you know, Brady just needs to chill out a little bit.
Hey, Rodney, final question. I asked somebody earlier today on this broadcast, if you were starting a football team, which Manning, and that's your only choice, Eli or Peyton, would you choose to be your quarterback? Let me change that just a little bit for a defensive player. Which of the two Mannings would you prefer to defend and prepare for?
They're dead, Archie.
Yeah, he's a little slower.
You're not going to trick me with that question.
Are they different?
Yeah, they're different. I mean, Peyton, I mean, man, I can sit here and talk about him forever, but, I mean, the guy, Eli, showed a lot of heart. I have a lot of respect for the guy. I mean, you know, playing in the Super Bowl and really, you know, starting slow and really making some key passes down the field. He showed a lot of heart. I mean, he's a Super Bowl MVP as well as his brother. I mean, everyone knows that, you know, Peyton Manning is one of the top two quarterbacks in this league and Hall of Famer. So I think Eli has a lot more to do in order to be really mentioned in that breath with his brother. But at the same time, the guy's on a great start. He started slow, and he's really starting off, and he's really finishing fast. So they're going to have both successful careers and going to be great players. Hopefully, it's just not against us anymore.
How many rounds of golf you play this week?
None.
Zero. That's discipline.
I'm here for business.
That's
man.
Discipline.
I'm not here to play golf.
That is discipline.
And chase anything around. I'm just here to play football, get some rest, and go out there and win two football games and come back home east.
All right, Rodney. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the time. Good luck Sunday night.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Rodney Harrison with Dennis and Callahan.